World Lymphedema Day, an annual advocate-driven celebration, March 6, 2023. In 2021, our campaign featured video support messages from the healthcare community and covered many topics with simple, easy-to-digest information, graphics and videos, including the lymphatic system and primary and secondary lymphedema, lowering lymphedema risk, signs and symptoms, newly diagnosed self-care tips, hydration, compression and compression pumps, deep oscillation electrostatic lymph drainage, the LWO community and lymphedema. And get moving! In 2022, our detailed campaign, Lymphedema from Top to Toe, included self-care tips from UK lymphedema experts. Christine Talbot, head and neck lymphedema. Sue Hansard, breast, axilla, chest wall lymphedema. Jane Wigg, arm lymphedema. Dr. Rhianne Noble-Jones, genital lymphedema. Catherine Groom, leg lymphedema. In 2023, we focus on the importance of SLD in lymphedema management and the importance of the patient voice. MailChimp survey design by Sue Hansard of First Lymph Care, Gaina Leach of LWO Community, and Mary Fickling of Physiopod UK. Results of survey 1, which was shared across social media, simple self-lymphatic drainage in lymphedema management. Are you a lymphedema practitioner or a lymphedema patient? 38 patients and 13 practitioners completed the survey. Did your MLD score teach you SLD for patient self-maintenance? 100% yes. Do you teach your patients to carry out SLD? 100% yes. What is the main reason you advise aids and props to carry out SLD? 31% patient preference, 54% patient dexterity, 15% patient concordance. All lymphedema practitioners who completed the survey felt that SLD was as effective as MLD. A to Z are props and aids, books, compression, deep oscillation, diagrams, dry brushing, DVDs, Dyson, fidget poppers, flannel, Gua Sha, hands, handheld electric massager, jade roller, leaflets, lymph ball, podcast, prickly massage ball, rebounder, revitive, roller, sponge, stress ball, tea towel rolled for groin, YouTube SLD tutorials. Were you taught SLD by your therapist? 78% answered yes, 22% answered no. How often do you carry out SLD? 3% when body hurts, 6% 2 to 3 times a day, 9% when required, 14% infrequently, 17% 2 to 4 times a week, 51% once a day. How often do you carry out SLD?
Initially, it was up to twice a day. Now, 3 years after lymphedema diagnosis, it's about twice a week. I am able to manage it mainly through lifestyle techniques.
How often do you carry out SLD?
When I remember, or if my lymph nodes are aching, as in my own experience, I personally don't think it makes all that much difference.
Do you use deep oscillation for SLD? 35% yes, 43% no, 10% never heard of it, 12% of therapists use. Has your therapist completed an holistic needs assessment at any of your appointments? 62% yes, 38% no. Do you feel that your therapist listens to you? 8% don't have a therapist. 8% no. 18% unsure. 66% yes. The following are patient responses to the question, do you feel your therapist listens to you?
Yes, and takes on board what I say. No, and I think sometimes they just want you to go back so they get money. No interest in really making the person better.
No, as I don't see them anymore due to cuts in the services. Yes, but there isn't enough time to address all my needs in one appointment. I have to save up concerns until the next appointment 6 months later. I wanted to get private care to top up my NHS care. One of my NHS clinics said they would stop seeing me if I got private care. Recently I inquired about private care, but I was informed there was a year waiting list.
I don't have a therapist. Had several lymphedema nurses over the years and only one has performed MLD. I purchased a DVD from LSN for how to do SLD.
Yes, she has been excellent, including explaining the what and why of the treatment, as well as giving very helpful advice and practical tips.
Absolutely, she is amazing.
They don't have time for anything but measuring for sleeves. I don't have a therapist now. Since the pandemic, she retired, and I don't want to go to a male therapist. Also, it is very expensive.
Absolutely. I have deep oscillation for MLD, which is done by my therapist. I would be lost without her support, both emotionally and most importantly, physically, and for introducing me to new up-to-date techniques. I have had other treatments, but the best treatment so far, though, has been with regularly using a deep oscillation machine. This has totally altered the shape of my leg, and has really softened it. After 27 years of being on a constant merry-go-round of bandaging and trialing any sort of new techniques, with very little permanent difference, because it just rebounded. I pay privately to have the treatment approximately every 3 weeks, and I firmly believe that this is what has made the most difference to my well-established lymphedema.
World Lymphedema Day, an annual advocate-driven celebration. March 6th, 2023. Thank you for watching, and please do join us on Wednesday, March 8th, International Women's Day, where we showcase some pretty special lymphedema therapists as nominated by their patients.